Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 27, the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Ecological devastation on the high seas. The Exxon Valdez oil spill stands as one of the most devastating environmental disasters in modern history, highlighting the profound consequences of human error and corporate negligence on the natural world. On 24th March 1989, the Exxon Valdez, an oil tanker bound for Long Beach, California, struck Bly Reef in Prince William Sound, Alaska. The collision ruptured the hull, releasing nearly 11 million gallons of crude oil into the pristine waters. This catastrophic event had immediate and long-term effects on the region's fragile ecosystem, as well as far-reaching implications for environmental policy and corporate accountability. The disaster unfolded in the early hours of the morning under conditions that, while challenging, were manageable with proper precautions. The Exxon Valdez had departed the Valdez Marine Terminal, loaded with 53 million gallons of oil. Captain Joseph Hazelwood, who had a history of alcohol abuse, was at the helm when the ship set out, but later left control to an unlicensed third mate. Navigational errors and poor communication led the vessel off its intended course and directly into the path of Bly Reef, a well-documented hazard in the area. Within minutes, the tanker was grounded and oil began spilling into the waters of Prince William Sound. The immediate aftermath was a scene of chaos and desperation. Efforts to contain the spill were hampered by a lack of preparedness and inadequate resources. The response team was ill-equipped to handle a disaster of this magnitude, with insufficient booms, skimmers, and other containment equipment. Strong winds and rough seas further complicated efforts, spreading the oil over an area of nearly 1,300 miles of coastline and 11,000 square miles of ocean. The black, viscous substance coated beaches, rocks, and wildlife, transforming the once pristine environment into a scene of ecological devastation. The impact on wildlife was both immediate and catastrophic. Prince William Sound is home to a diverse range of species, many of which were directly affected by the spill. Tens of thousands of seabirds, otters, seals, and fish perished in the weeks following the disaster. Estimates suggest that 250,000 seabirds, 2,800 sea otters, 300 harbor seals, and countless fish and invertebrates lost their lives as a direct result of the spill. The toxic effects of the oil extended beyond immediate mortality, disrupting breeding cycles, contaminating food sources, and causing long-term damage to the reproductive health of surviving species. The herring and salmon populations, vital to the local fishing industry and the ecosystem, were particularly hard hit. Herring stocks collapsed in the years following the spill, and some populations have never fully recovered. The region's orcas also suffered significant losses, with entire pods experiencing declines in numbers due to oil contamination and its cascading effects on their prey. These losses were compounded by the spill's impact on the livelihoods of local communities, many of whom relied on fishing and tourism to sustain their economies. The cleanup efforts, though extensive, were fraught with challenges and controversy. Thousands of workers were deployed to remove oil from beaches and waters using high-pressure washing techniques, chemical dispersants, and physical removal methods. While some progress was made, these methods often caused further harm to the environment, stripping beaches of nutrients and killing microorganisms essential to the ecosystem's recovery. Even today, decades after the disaster, Remnants of oil can still be found in some areas, buried beneath rocks and sand, serving as a haunting reminder of the spill's enduring impact. The Exxon Valdez disaster also exposed significant flaws in corporate practices and regulatory oversight. Investigations revealed that Exxon had failed to ensure that its vessel was properly staffed and equipped, while the company's response to the spill was widely criticized as slow and inadequate. Captain Hazelwood became a focal point of public outrage, but critics argued that the blame extended beyond one individual, highlighting systemic failures within the shipping industry and government agencies responsible for monitoring environmental safety. In the aftermath, Exxon faced legal battles, public backlash, and a reckoning with its responsibility for the disaster. The company ultimately paid billions in fines, settlements, and cleanup costs, but many argued that the penalties fell short of addressing the full scale of the damage. The disaster also prompted a wave of legislative and regulatory changes, including the passage of the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 in the United States. This law introduced stricter requirements for tanker design, emergency response plans, and liability for oil spills, aiming to prevent similar disasters in the future. The Exxon Valdez oil spill also sparked a global conversation about environmental protection and the risks associated with fossil fuel transportation. It became a rallying point for environmental activists who used the disaster to call for greater accountability from oil companies and increased investment in renewable energy sources. The spill's legacy influenced environmental awareness and policy, contributing to a growing recognition of the need to balance economic activities with the preservation of natural ecosystems. While some areas of Prince William Sound have shown remarkable resilience, the ecological scars left by the Exxon Valdez disaster are still visible more than three decades later. The spill remains a powerful example of the fragility of the environment and the devastating consequences of human negligence. It serves as a reminder that the pursuit of economic gain must not come at the expense of safeguarding the planet's precious resources. The Exxon Valdez oil spill is often cited as a turning point in environmental history, a tragedy that highlighted the need for stronger protections and a more sustainable approach to resource management. Its lessons continue to resonate, reminding us of the importance of vigilance, accountability, and the collective responsibility to protect the natural world from harm. The story of the Exxon Valdez is not only one of loss, but also of resilience and the enduring effort to learn from the past to create a better future. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.